Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me if you just tuned in. Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. And if you've been listening already, we especially appreciate that. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you use it to your advantage. Don't forget all the things that we have there, including the blog, including our newsletter, which you can subscribe to both of, or you can just come and get the blog if you want the newsletter. We have to send that to you by email, so give us permission, and we will. And don't forget also that at smallbusinessadvocate.com, no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Tim Berry is like that, too. If you can get to his website, you can come on in. There's no barrier to entry in his world, too. Tim is the president and founder of Palo Alto Software. They're the folks who make Business Plan Pro, which, as you know, is one of our sponsors. Tim is the world's expert on business planning. His book, Hurdle, the book on business plan, is the book on business planning. He's our good friend. Tim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Great to be with you again.
It's always good to have you back. Now that we're in our, you and I are in our 10th year together as you being a member of our Brain Trust, we appreciate all that. Tim, I know one of the things that you've got for us is what you call the top 10 list of business planning tips, right?
Business plan essentials.
Essentials. All right. What's the first one?
Number 10 in this list is it is your plan. Not the consultants, not the experts. Nobody's but yours, your plan.
I couldn't help, as you're saying that, I couldn't help but think about the people who get home decorators. You know, they get these professional decorators to come in and decorate their houses.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I've actually talked to people about that, and they would say, I'd say, well, wow, this is an interesting room. And they say, yeah, it's not my taste, but it was my decorator's taste. You know? Well, how much did that cost you to get somebody to give you to decorate your house like they wanted, you know? And so that's what you're saying about the business plan, isn't it?
And the worst thing is if somebody asks you about your plan and that same the analogy works, well, I don't actually know so-and-so wrote the plan.
That's right.
You know?
I don't know why this section is in there. My consultant said I needed it.
And believe me, it happens. It's a nice luxury to have an expert, a consultant, a business plan writer to work with. And if you have the budget, that's great. But it's still your plan.
You know,
if you don't understand that, then never, never hire somebody else. And in most cases, you're better off doing it yourself anyhow.
Well, you are. And you know, years ago, I used to do business plans as a consultant. And I remember somebody called me on a Monday and said, would you help me do a business plan? And I knew her, and it wasn't the way I typically got into business plans. I usually got into it with a client that I was already working with, and we decided to put a business plan together. But she called me on Monday. She said, "I need a business plan. Will you help me?" And I said, "Well, okay. You know, what's your schedule, whatever." She said, "Well, I need it by Wednesday." And I said, "Well, you know what? I don't think I can help you because it wasn't going to be her business plan. It was going to be mine."
Yeah, you could get a business plan done from Monday to Wednesday.
Right.
But you could for your business.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. All right, what's the next one?
Form follows function. Very important. It's not a document. It may never get printed out, depending on what you're using it for. A plan's form follows its function. Great document. If somebody else is going to read it, you need it for the bank or the investor, then you create a long, nice plan with coil bindings or whatever. But a lot of these real business plans never even get printed. People use them.
Well, sometimes
publish things or whatever, but your form of it depends on what you're going to use it for.
Well, a business plan has multiple shapes, doesn't it? It has multiple existences. It lives as a breathing track, a living, breathing organism almost that you operate your business around and with, or as you said, it can be printed out and bound and used as a document.
But it's never done, and like you suggest, the same thing might be a document sometimes, but it's very important to think of it as a plan, not a document.
But many people, Tim, and I don't have to tell you this, many people think that's what they think of it. They think of it, well, let's get the business plan done, let's get it printed out, and we'll put it up on the shelf.
Yeah, and then it's done, and they don't refer back to it, and that's a disappointment.
They put it up on the shelf beside their Bible, right?
And many people don't write the plan because they think it's supposed to be a document.
Rather than putting themselves into it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We got the rest, well, at least most of the rest of the top 10 important elements of a business plan that Tim Berry is going to share with us right after these messages. It's 20 till. Here's Van Morrison to take us out. Stay with us.
You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know, your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need money. That's what I want.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tim Berry. Tim's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, actually an original member. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of Business Plan Pro 07. And, Tim, we're talking about the top 10 list, Tim, for business planning essentials. And we've already gone through the first two. What about the next one?
Number 8, be realistic. Obviously, I mean, that's every business plan. You can't talk about forecasts that you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Be realistic about what knobs you have to turn. Don't make your company's plan say that you're going to do things that you don't have the resources for and are really impossible.
Isn't it important though, Tim, to let's be realistic and fair about this. Many of these plans are used to encourage investors or banks to loan or invest money. And that's fine. I know you completely agree with me that that's a great way to use a business plan. And don't we want to put our best foot forward in those cases? And are you throwing a little cold water on our best foot forward here, Tim?
But your best foot forward, not lie about what your best foot is and put it 10 feet forward at the same time.
You're saying don't put a best foot forward you don't have. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that the relationship with the investor is a commitment. It's a marriage. It's both ways. And it's not good for you to get an investment based on something that's completely, totally false.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, Tim, one of the ways, isn't a good way to handle this is to have two different projections and assumptions, meaning one is, okay, this is what we think we can do, here's the evidence of why we think we can do this, however, if things don't go as well as we think, here's the most conservative look. What do you think?
Only in the appendix if you're going out to investment.
Okay.
And sort of in the presentation, you know, there's interaction. There's people looking each other face to face. You should be able to come up instantly. Well, yes, we're aware of this possibility that would lead to this bend in the curve, and this is where we would go. Here's what would trigger that, and here's what our reaction would be.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you get very involved in, well, this is our most likely, but optimistic, pessimistic.
Right. Right.
It's a plan. You realize it's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how
all projections are wrong, aren't they?
Yeah. So it's about being real, knowing that you're going to follow up with plan versus actual management.
Right. That plan versus actual, that's one of the magical things that you've taught us over the years, Tim. Plan versus actual, to continue to check that, to continue to compare those numbers, the plan, what you said versus what you did. That's a very important part of not only business planning, but business management, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like walking or steering, you're always in course correction. And that's why your business plan is always wrong, but it's vital. And you start with number 8, realistic.
All right. What's number 7?
Needs and wants. Understand your customers. You're not selling them drills. You're selling them holes. understand what your customer really needs and wants. There's a $1 lunch and there's a $20 lunch, and they're hugely different.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're singing my song, because that's what I tell people all the time. You know, when somebody who has a fine dining restaurant, they're not in the food business. They're in the memories business.
Yes. Yes. Understand the underlying needs and wants of the customer.
Right.
How about number six? Your secret sauce. Make sure that you understand your secret sauce, what makes you different, why you might be more interesting for your customers than the persons whose business they didn't choose.
What differentiates you from everybody else, right?
Yeah, secret sauce.
It's very important that you do. And if you don't, what if you don't know what that is, Tim? What if you can't identify that?
Then your plan is doing you a huge favor in helping you to focus on what that might be. Because if you're successful, there is something there. And it's important to really get to know it. And if you don't know it, you're still doing a good job if people come back. If you're successful, you're doing a good job. So thank God you are. Knowing it is the second step. Doing it is the first step.
Right.
But you want to look for it. And
right.
In your plan, it's important because you want to nurture and grow that which comes from the secret sauce.
Right. All right, what's next?
Do the numbers. You want your projected sales forecast, personnel plan, profit and loss, balance sheet, and cash flow. Hey, it's a business plan. It may be awkward to do it. People hate to project. But number five in our top 10 list is do the numbers.
You got to do the numbers. And if you don't know how, you need to get help doing it, don't you?
Yes. Well, there's a lot of help around, and if you're going to plan this business, yes, you need to be able to project the numbers. It's just silly not to.
Mm-hmm.
It's a matter of running your business well.
But even if you have electronic assistance like your business plan program and others that are out there, even if you have that, you still have. I mean, those programs won't create the numbers for you. They'll just help you to manage them.
Well, Business Plan Pro will help you think. Business
right.
Plan Pro will help you see those numbers, but you have to put in the assumptions.
And you have to come up with the numbers. I mean, they're
yeah.
They just help you manage them. They still have to be your numbers. All yeah. right, before we go to the break, what's the next one? Just give us the title.
Make money.
You mean a profit?
Make money. Business model. It's about business. Make money.
Right. You got to be able to do that. Very important. And we're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're going to do the rest of the top 10 in a lightning round right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tim Berry is our guest. He's the leader of the outstanding organization, Palo Alto Software. Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Tim Berry with Palo Alto Software. Tim, bplans.com is the website that you like to give out, I know, to help people to take what we're talking about on the show and take it to the next level and actually see some real business plans, isn't it?
Yes. bplans.com, bplans.com.
Well, you got about five dozen
plans complete. A lot of things. Everything there is free, and there's, 4,000 or 5,000 pages. Thank
yeah.
God it's all organized, because there's a ton of stuff there.
It's a lot of stuff, folks. Bplans.com, and no one will try to sell you anything there. That's really an educational thing, and I appreciate Tim making that available. Tim, what about the fourth one? Is it make money?
Fourth one is make money. Refers to business model. We've
yep.
got three left.
When you say refers to business model, make money, you mean what is your say what is your business model, they're saying how are you converting what you do into making money?
Understand, yes, this number four comes from the new world in which it's possible to have a business plan for a business that doesn't make money. And one of my essentials is no, wait a minute, hold
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
It's about how you're going to get the money from the wallets of the people walking around into your business's pocket.
It's right.
Every business plan needs a business model, as in you need to have a way that you're going to make money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
exactly.
of them, it's obvious. You know, the restaurant, most of them, it's obvious. But still, It's there because it's important.
Right. All right, what's the next one?
And you're going to guess number one, by the way, because you and I have talked about number one.
I know what number one is, I think.
I'll give you, yes, you do. Actually,
I think I do.
Your guess is right. But number three is weave a mat, which I took from Guy Kawasaki's book, The Art of the Start. A mat, M-A-T, as in milestones, assumptions, and tasks. Very important. Concrete dates, deadlines, responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you're also going to know because we've talked about it a lot. Strategy is focus.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby's quote, I don't know the secret to success, but I know the secret to failure is trying to please everybody.
Say that again.
I don't know the secret to success, but I do know that the secret to failure is trying to please everybody.
In the 21st century, small business owners must focus.
You focus on certain kinds of customers, certain price points, certain regions, certain channels. You focus, and that makes you grow healthy. Strategy is focused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And should I give you a drum roll for number one here, Tim?
Well, I enjoy how much you know what number one is, cash flow. Number
cash
five
is king.
Was
That's what
numbers.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Pardon?
Cash is king.
Yeah.
That was what I was going to say.
Absolutely. Although number five is do the numbers, meaning the whole thing, I reserve in place number one for business plan essentials. You must do your cash flow. Plan on cash. You don't spend profits. You spend
cash. That's exactly right. And, Tim, as you may know, businesses are failing at an increased rate of 20%. 10 years ago when you and I started doing this, Tim, businesses, 50% of businesses failed in 5 years. Today, 50% of businesses failed in 4 years. That's a 20% acceleration. And I believe over half of those are because they don't understand number one.
Absolutely. I saw a study from middle 90s from the SBA. 43% of the companies that went under were profitable when they
mm-hmm.
failed.
Oh, yeah. They succeeded themselves right out of business, didn't they?
Yeah. And we've talked about how cash flow is easy to do if you lay it out right and if you follow it and watch your assumptions, but ultimately it's not intuitive. So your profits don't guarantee cash. You need to plan your cash.
Well, and even if you hire, even if you have employees who manage your accounting, even if you have accounting firms who do your accounting, your taxes and all that, as the business owner, you better be tracking cash.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Tim, we got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
My last thoughts would go right back into the cash flow because that's number one on purpose of all of these. But in general, it's not the document. Last thoughts. It's something that will manage your business, help you manage your business. It's planning, not just the plan.
Mm-hmm. Don't prepare your business plan and put it on the shelf. Prepare your business plan and put it on your business.
Yeah. Yeah, well said.
So give us your website again one more time, Tim.
www.bplans.com.
Also, I'll give you a also timberry.com.
TimBerry.com and PaloAlto.com.
It's got three of them, folks. Check them out when you get a chance. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for inviting me, Tim.
You're the best. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and every member of our military standing a post around the world on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.